My name is Ania Rogenbuch, and I came from Poland, and I represent Polish Green Network. European Bank for Reconstruction Development is a development institution that should provide financial support to help former Soviet countries in transition to the free market economy. And I came to tell bank staff and the directors what they screwed up in Poland last year. The bank gave lots of money, 160 million euros, for developing a chain of retail supermarkets in small towns. So the company is a private owned. It's owned by Schwartz concern, German company. But the problem with this project is that they gave our public money to the company that is famous of being notorious lawbreaker, violation of labor law. So people worked in very hard conditions, sometimes 17 hours a day. Last year I provided proofs to the bank, so they consider if the money, the public money they gave, were properly spent. This is loan on a low interest rate, so they will never, the company will never get the similar one in a commercial bank. And they approach a European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, maybe because of the interest rate, first of all, and then because of the bank's reputation. Public bank, as like European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, give a reputation to the investor. So it means that the bank assessed investor, like Kaufland, as a good company. But this is not true. In reality, there is no accountability mechanism, at least within the bank. Well, it was explained that the trade union cannot really represent